All right, everyone, ready to dive into something interesting in the crypto world today? We're talking GOB token staking on Goblin's Cash.
It's definitely a hot topic. People are chasing those passive income dreams with WBCH rewards.
Yeah, and you know, who can blame them? So let's unpack this. What exactly are we looking at with GOB staking? What's the best way to think about it?
It's not just about holding and hoping for the best, that's for sure. It's more involved, which has both pros and cons, just like anything else in this space.
Right. Definitely not a magic button for riches. So where do we even start with understanding the potential here?
Our research pointed to some key benefits, right? Passive income, obviously, regular payouts, increased token usage, which is always a good sign, and maybe even some upward pressure on the GOB token's value.
Right. Those sound amazing in theory, but how do those actually play out in the real world? Is it as simple as it sounds?
Let's take passive income, for example. You're not just getting WBCH for free. Staking GOB means your tokens are actively participating in the network's proof-of-stake consensus mechanism. It's like your GOB is working, validating transactions, which helps secure the whole network. In return for that work, you get rewarded with WBCH.
Oh, okay, that's starting to make more sense now. So it's not just sitting in your wallet doing nothing. But hold on, with smart contracts, there's always that security risk, right? What are we thinking about there?
You are absolutely right to be concerned about security. Look, there are always going to be risks with smart contracts, right? Hacks happen, exploits happen. The key is minimizing that risk. Choose platforms that have a good track record and have been independently audited. And never, ever underestimate the importance of protecting your private keys. That's where a hardware wallet comes in. Think of it like your own personal Fort Knox for your crypto.
That's a great analogy. So, like their version of Fort Knox, these audited platforms are doing their best to keep everything safe and secure. And on the topic of maximizing safety and maximizing returns, our source mentioned Goblin Farms. Do you want to elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. Imagine joining forces with other GOB holders to combine your staking power. That's essentially what a Goblin Farm is. It's a way to potentially boost your rewards compared to going solo. But, like anything else that promises higher returns, they often come with their own set of risks and complexities. Do your research there.
Yeah, that's always important. Don't just jump into something without really understanding it. Now, how about those payouts? Are we talking daily, weekly, monthly? How often do those WBCH rewards actually hit your account?
Well, that's one of the nice things about staking GOB. It's pretty flexible. You're not locked into a rigid schedule or anything like that. You can claim your rewards whenever you want, similar to collecting interest. It's up to you to decide when you want to cash in.
Okay, so you have some control over it. That's good to know. It sounds like there's a fair amount of active management involved to really make the most of this, right?
Right. It's not a completely hands-off, set it and forget it kind of thing. Staying informed is key. Think of it like tending a garden. You've got to water it. You've got to prune it. You have to adapt to the changing seasons. The crypto world is dynamic, always changing, just like the weather. New information pops up, market trends shift, that kind of thing. You want to stay up to date on Goblin's Cash news, what's happening in the market, that sort of thing. Knowledge is power.
That makes sense. Staying informed is so key in this space. So we've talked about some of the benefits and some things to watch out for, but let's be real. Is staking GOB the right move for everyone? It's a volatile world out there.
Honestly, it all comes down to individual circumstances, right? Risk tolerance is huge. What are your investment goals? How does this fit into your overall portfolio? Those are questions only you can answer. What I will say is this. Don't just jump in blindly. Do your research. Weigh the potential rewards against the risks, and most importantly, make informed decisions that align with your personal financial goals.
Couldn't have said it better myself. To our listeners, we've given you a glimpse into the world of GOB token staking. But remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Keep those brains engaged, stay curious, and as always, make informed decisions. Until next time.